Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So come on, my soul. Don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Ooh. Wouldn't it be so awesome if we knew in heaven right now they were hearing our roar of praise before him this morning? And we didn't come timid like little kitty cats, but we came like roaring lions. Amazing. Amazing. Hallelujah. Ooh, yes. I just felt that so strong as we were singing that today. God, I don't want to be a timid cat. I want to be a roaring lion. Ooh. That wherever I go, heaven breaks out because we bring the peace of God to every circumstance. And we not only walk in God's peace, but we walk in his favor and we walk in his power, that we are not timid, but we are bold like the disciples were, Father God, when you sent them out after the Holy Spirit came down in the upper room. They were bold after that. They didn't let anything stop them. They didn't let anything hold them back from what God had for them in their lives. And they walked boldly out into a world that needed to hear their voice, that needed to hear their roar. Their roar was different than a lion's roar. It may be soft and quiet, but it speaks more volumes than anything. Amen. Ooh, we got a little one up front. How you doing? Oh, here we are. I need to get the board again. Yes, it's class time. You're like, dude, I graduated like a long time ago, so class days are over for me, bro. Nah, it's just beginning. When you come to Christ, it's not the end of your school day. It's not the end. It's like, I get it. I need Jesus. Oh, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. He wants you to learn him and be with him and understand him. Yes. Woo. Here we are. So, Father God, as we begin, even though I started a few minutes ago, I just thank you for all that you're doing and all that you're going to continue to do as we finish this series on Dash. And I just want you, God, to be praised and be made more famous because you are worthy of it all. And this is all about you, Father God. Ooh, and we love you so much. Ooh, just let us be in a spirit of receiving today, Father God, that we can receive from you what you want to pour out. And we just say anything that was stopping that be gone now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And can we be happy this morning? Can we have joy on our hearts? It's all right to be happy in church. I know sometimes when you go to church, people are like, there's crying because you got happy tears, but then there's like, we don't need to come be melancholy. We've got the greatest news that ever happened that is continually good news. Like, even the biggest events in our lives after a time period washes away. But this good news that happened over 2,000 years ago reoccurs every day, is the greatest news that will ever happen. It never loses its power. It continues on and on. So we get to be happy. We get to be joyful because of the space in between birth and heaven. We are encountering Jesus. As we end our series Dash, and as we look to our verse for the month, which is a powerful one, Ephesians 2:10, And this is what it says in Ephesians 2:10, if you didn't hear it before, but I think you did. It says, "We are his workmanship, created in what? Christ Jesus, for what? Why did he create this thing in us? For good works. To do good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them." Did you hear that? "For we are his workmanship, created in what? Christ Jesus, for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." So in this timeline that we've been talking about, God created beforehand, before you even born, these good works that you are to walk out. And he made us in Christ Jesus so we could. Today, we're going to continue that. In our last message in the Dash series, today's entitled, "We Are Ambassadors, Not Exiles, How We Live in the Space Between the Two." The space between the two, what is that? What are you talking about? Our birth date and when we get to go to heaven. There's a song, I forget if it's from Selah or For Him, one of the two. It talks about the space in between the two. On gravestones, there are two dates, the date you were born and the date they put you in the ground, the date you died. Those dates we have nothing to do with. You were born at a certain time, it wasn't your choice, and when you die, not your choice. But the space in between the two, that is your choice. What are you going to live for? When me and Nat got ordained here, that was one of the things that I talked about, the importance of the space in between the two. How are you going to live your life? Live it for him. If you have your Bibles, and I hope you do, please open them to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're getting there, Pastor Caleb, but we're slower than you. Just kidding. We are in chapter 5, and I'm going to read the key verse of today, which is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Then we're going to go back a little bit, and we're going to go over that. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20 says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg on your behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." Amen. That's the key verse of today. When you came to Christ, the moment you did that and you got born again, a lot of things happened, great things. It says you became a new creation in Christ. But one of the things that you become is an ambassador. You represent him here on the earth. You are an ambassador whether you like it or know it or not. It is a thing that comes with great privilege and something that should not be taken lightly. It is an important position with great responsibility. Ooh, as I was thinking about that, it is something with great responsibility. It is something with great privilege. And sometimes it's something that we don't even know we are or that we do. But we represent him here on the earth. So that's how we are ambassadors. Because what an ambassador is a diplomatic official of the highest rank set by one sovereign nation or state to another that represents that nation to the other nation. When you get born again, you represent heaven, your new nation, your real nation that you are from, and you're sent here. Well, we're here in America. So we represent Christ here in America, here on the earth. Something with great responsibility. And as I was thinking about this the other day, I was like, ooh, how do I know this? How do I represent this? And one of the things that God showed me when I like realized that I was an ambassador for Christ was the moments when you tell somebody that you are a follower of Christ, but then somewhere down the line, you like mess up, and people are like, wait a minute. And we all go through these. There are times when we don't measure up sometimes. And even if nobody says it, you're thinking it. It's like, wait a minute. I follow Jesus, but I did this, or I messed up here. And I just know they're looking at me. And there's like, you represent Christ here on the earth? Is Jesus really like that? Would he allow, you know what I mean? That's when it really hit me, is like, I am an ambassador for Christ. Whether I know it or not, I know it now, is just when you proclaim his name and you represent him, there's a responsibility that comes with great privileges, but there is a great responsibility in that. Because when you name the name of Christ and you say you follow him, but yet you do things that live like the world, people are going to be like, well, I could do a Christian thing because he's doing this and this and this. No. It's a great responsibility. It's a great responsibility, but even more cool is we get some great privileges. So I'm going to start to fill this in more. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm going to begin at verse 14, and we're going to read through this to the main verse and go a little bit further than that. So in chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, I hope you're all there, starting in verse 14. For the love of Christ controls us. Our love for God is the thing that is controlling who we are and what we're doing. Having concluded this, that one died for all, Jesus died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all so that they, us, who live, might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Ooh. He died for all of us. Why? So that they who might live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for us. So your life is not your own anymore. We do what we do because we love him. He died for us. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no one according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, the new things have come. And all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. What is this reconciliation? What is he talking about? Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore, when you see the word therefore in the Bible, that means everything that preceded that part right there. He's like saying, because of all this, because of all that I just told you, what I'm about to tell you is important. Therefore, so when you see the word therefore, look back and say, what is he talking about? Therefore, because of all that I just told you, he said, we are ambassadors for Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Ooh. Wow. the righteousness of God in him. Because of all he just talked about, we are ambassadors for Christ. And it's important that we recognize the responsibility of an ambassador. Because not only are we responsible in how it reflects him on the earth, but he says your main focus after that is to make an appeal to everybody that you see to be reconciled to God. Now that's something right there. Just let that sit on you right now. We walk in great privilege, which I'm about to get to, but we also walk in great responsibility to reflect him on the earth and to make an appeal to those around us to be reconciled to God. As if he were doing it himself, it's what it says. Whew. Yes. Because of this position, everything in our lives can and does have more meaning to it. Because of who we are as ambassadors of Christ, everything that's a part of your life is more important than just what it is. From where we live, there's a reason why you live here. From the jobs that you have, there's a reason why God wants you in the job that you're doing. And the people around us and the things you do. With this thing in mind, I am an ambassador of Christ. I am doing this job in my life because of this bigger calling in my life is to be an ambassador for Christ for those around me. It's not just a job that I do to make money, though making money is good because we need to do that. But the main overarching thing that we need our jobs for is because we are ambassadors for Christ, making an appeal to those around us to be reconciled to God. Amen. When you live with this position in mind, you will start to see things, you will start to see that everything is for a reason in your life, and it's more than just getting through it. It is about him and those around you. We live our life sometimes just to get from this point to this point. As Mark Batterson says, we live our lives safely until death. The space in between. We can't have our lives so focused on just getting from one point to the other that we miss the main point, which is him. It's him. And when he called you out, he called you for a purpose, like we heard last week. Big purpose. You're ambassadors for Christ. You represent him on the earth, showing people to be reconciled to him. Big, important responsibility. That is the main reason God has made us ambassadors, to go out to a world and show them that God is a, or show them that there is a God and he wants to be reunited to his creation. There are many other reasons he made us ambassadors, such as these. These are our awesome privileges as ambassadors for Christ. We get to worship the Lord. Wait a minute, you guys aren't excited about that? We get to worship the Lord. We get to worship God. He has brought us back with a precious price of his son so we can be set in a place where we can worship him, where we understand what we are doing. And we're not just worshiping into the sky. We are worshiping to God himself, the maker of the United States, but also the universe. He's the maker of everything. And as I say a lot, he chose you, the God of the universe. Says, I love you. Worship me. Worship him because he is worthy to be worshipped. It's a great privilege to know who you're worshiping. And he set these times and these dates before you to do that, to know I get to worship him as an ambassador. Guess what else we get to do? We are thriving and not just surviving. Like our church name, Thrive. We are here not just to get by. We are here not just to go from your birth date to your death date and just make it. We are here to be, and for people to look at us and say, man, they are living in abundance. They are thriving. And when they look at us and they see, man, the stock market's down, the gas price is up, and all this other stuff, and yet you guys are more than making it. You guys are in abundance. How is that so? Everybody else is struggling, but you guys are like living up. You've got more money to take care of all your stuff and to give. They look at that and they're like, what is the secret? Secret's him. We live a life so people look at us and want what we have. Here's another privilege slash responsibility that we get. Changing the culture. Ooh. Oh, yeah. We represent him here on the earth. There are things about our culture that don't represent him here on the earth. I can tell you that. And as our responsibility as ambassadors is to change the culture that we're in. We're not cucumbers being pickled by the culture we're around, dude. We are here to make a change in this nation, a change in this world. We are in this world, but we are not of it. We don't act like people who are from this world in that sense that have not been changed by God. We change the world. It says in Acts chapter 17 that they were getting in trouble. Paul was getting in trouble. They came and took some people in, and they said, are these the people that come and have turned the world upside down, have come here also? When they look at Thrive, do people drive by and say, those are the people that have turned the world upside down? I don't know, man. I'll let that sink in for a second. They turned the world upside down. They turned their cultures upside down. Wherever they went, they were changing those cultures. Paul would speak to the things that they were going on in the city and be like, whoa, what are you guys doing? You're worshiping things you don't even know. I always show you the one true God that you can worship. He changed cultures, and people got ticked. He's like, they came in there and like, well, nobody's buying our idols anymore. What are we going to do? He's coming and telling them about this thing, about a God who's not made by human hands, doesn't have this image. They don't need our idols anymore. Are people getting upset because people aren't buying their idols anymore because we're in their lives by finding out who Jesus is? Yeah. Bringing hope to a dying world. There's a lot of things around us that ain't so good. But we bring hope because there's a hope that's greater than anything that we face in this world. This date is not the end. That's why we don't have a slash there. This is continuance. There is a hope that's bigger than your death. There is a hope bigger than your death. And other people have to know that. There's a hope bigger than their death. There's a hope than what's going on over there, or what's going on over here, or what's going on there. There's a hope that we can bring, and we can speak to that. That's our responsibilities of ambassadors of Christ. We bring hope. We serve the body of Christ. Just like this afternoon when we get done here, when I get done preaching, which has got to be quick because it's coming. We get to serve the body of Christ. Jesus came and served. He is our example. Sometimes that's hard to follow. Because when you get in positions when you should know better, like being pastors and stuff, there's a temptation there. It's like, man, you guys should serve us. Because we're so cool. but then we realize that that's not how it is. Jesus says it's not like that with us. It's not as the world does it. We serve the least of these. We get to serve the least of these, and we get to serve the body of Christ. Yes. Oh, and this is something that we've been really talking about lately. This is awesome. Walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let me say that again. We walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that came down in the upper room and came upon the disciples can come down on you and be baptized again in the Holy Spirit. That you can walk in the power of that. You can walk in anointing. You can walk where, like, heaven is coming to earth and people are getting healed. People are getting delivered. People are being set free just because they're walking in your presence, just like they did with Paul and Peter. Just people walking in the shadows of them got healed. That shouldn't be like, whoa, dude, that'd be so awesome. That should be common occurrence for us. That gets to be common occurrence for us if we walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. And I wrote this down last night. We stand out. We stand out. There are some religions that wear all kinds of stuff. They stand out. It's like you can tell them from a mile away they're doing something else. But because we are so different from the world, we should stand out even more so than somebody dressed in some kind of thing. We stand out. We are that much different. Jesus stood out. Do you? It says that if we wish to live godly lives and for the gospel, we will experience persecution. You will experience it. If you're living the way that God wanted you to live, you will experience persecution in your life. Because why? Because the friends you used to have, they want you to do certain things. You know, I don't do that anymore. Or at your job, they're asking you to do something that you know is not right. You don't do it. You're walking down the street and you're praying for somebody. You're different. We stand out. That's where you'll face persecution. It's not just like barometer where you have to face persecution every day to prove yourself over and over again. That is not it. We have a blessed life. We have an amazing life in Christ. But when you choose to live that out, there will be times of persecution where you will face that. And it's a gift. Because it shows us we are living a different life than the world. Ooh. I hope you can stay with me. You're like, dude, but I gotta go. I'm getting a little hungry, bro. And I'm like, no, we got a little bit more to go. Yes, yes. Okay, I want you to turn with me to Jeremiah 29. We're gonna go quick here. People are like, well, what is he talking about? What does this have to do with anything he was saying? Like I said, we are ambassadors, not exiles. And this is what an exile looks like. In verse 4, it says, in chapter 29 of Jeremiah, it says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon." Don't want to go to Babylon. It's really warm there. This is what it's like to be in exile. Building houses, live in them, and plant gardens, eat their produce, take wives, and become fathers of sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters and to multiply there and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of that city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf for its welfare for you, for you will have welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let the prophets who are in your midst and in your diviners deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams of which they dream, for they prophesy falsely to you in my name, and I have not sent them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon, I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. This is why this part is so important. Because that thing, the description of what God wanted the exiles to do in their captivity, in their exile, wasn't bad. Listen to it again. Listen to what he says. He said, build houses. Dude, I want to build houses, man. I want to live in them. I want to plant gardens. I want to eat the produce. Well, I got my wife. I don't want to take wives. I want to have my wife. Yeah, we'll let that sit for a second. I'm a father. I've got a daughter. I've got boys. And I want them to marry one day. And I want them to build children. And I want them to multiply and not decrease. I want to seek the welfare of the city where I live. Yes, yes. And I want to pray to the Lord on its behalf. I want to pray on the behalf of Ithaca. I want to pray on the behalf of Cortland. I can't even begin to tell you. A few years ago, I wanted out of this area. I wanted out of here. This is not my thing. Ithaca wasn't my thing. I wanted to go, you know, I was like, you know, Texas is cool because I got some things going on there. Even recently, or not recently, but like South Dakota sounded cool. They got some cool things going on. But what? No, I'm going to get there. I'm going to get to it. But as you know, I mow lawns for a living. And sometimes I'm down in Ithaca and I'm push mowing. And I'm in the Fall Creek area, and I'm pushing these lawns, and for like the first time in a long time, I was like, man, it's beautiful down here. I like it. I could actually live in Fall Creek. They may not want me, but I actually like it. I actually like it. We can pray for the things around us. I think sometimes when we take our eyes off the Lord and His calling for us, we can slip into times when we live like exiles. Because what I just said was a good thing, to have a house, to have a wife, to have a family, to do those things. And we get to a point where we think that that's all that there is. And that's the danger that we slip into, because we think we're living this great life, but we're actually selling ourselves short because there's a bigger purpose for our lives. We are not exiles living in a place to try to make it, you know, just to get through. They did that to survive. God said, you live this way, you will survive your captivity, and then I will bring you back to the promised land in 70 years' time. We're not waiting to get back to the promised land. We are already there. It said we are seated with him in the heavenly realms. We have our nation. It is heaven, and that's where we are coming from. And we are not just here to survive and get through, then arrive safely at death. That is the point that has been missed 1,000 times. We are here to live abundantly. We are here to change the culture. We are here to live differently than the rest of the world. We are here to make a difference, to show the world that there is a God and that they can be known by Him, by being reconciled to Him, by being seen by what we are doing. There's a danger in returning to being an exile. We have to keep in mind that we are ambassadors. We are ambassadors for Christ. And in conclusion, because I went a little longer than I should, but I think you guys liked it. You guys were here. As ambassadors for Christ, we are here on purpose for a purpose. Wherever God has called you, He wants you there for a purpose. But that means taking time to make sure you where you are supposed to be. We represent heaven here on the earth. We have a Holy Spirit power. Walk in it. And we walk in victory and authority. Wherever you go, you walk in victory and authority. The cool thing about an ambassador is, even though he's in another nation, he's not under the nation's rules. It's called diplomatic immunity. He is under the rules of the host nation that he comes from. You are under the rules of the host nation you come from. That doesn't mean we go out breaking rules. Though if the government says you guys can't pray anymore, that's the rule we break. We live under his authority from the nation that we come from wherever we go. And we change the culture wherever we step foot. Everything we do has a greater purpose because of who we are in him. Amen. Amen. If you guys could rise to your little feet. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you that we are ambassadors for you. And please, God, give us the. How we change from being an exile to an ambassador is just knowing who you are in Christ. And once you understand that, once you've heard it, what you have today, for sure, is that's a continual mindset shift. It's every day waking up, thank you, God, that I'm an ambassador. Thank you, God, that I'm an ambassador for you this day. And whatever that means, let me know what it is. Get it through my skull so I can understand it, God, so I can walk it out. I don't want to revert to being comfortably exiled, God, because that ain't the truth. I want to live powerfully as an ambassador for you. Amen. So, Father God, as we go here today, let us just walk in that. Change our mindsets, Father God. If there's anything in our heads that are making us get this mindset that we are less than who we are, get rid of that now in the name of Jesus. And as you go, bless you and walk out your ambassadorship in the name of Jesus. Have a blessed day. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.